Coach, you there?
I'm here.
Hold on 1 second, sir. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us, Coach.
No problem.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you over to Tim Martin for a little while, and then I'll just come in, and me and Slay will ask you some questions on the side.
All right, sounds good.
Coach Briscoe, how you doing, my friend?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, it's been a while since we've had you on the radio, and a lot's happened in between there. The one game that stands out to me, though, and not because it went down in the L column for Hudson, which it shouldn't have, but is the LaSalle game. That LaSalle game, I think, probably to yourself, too, showed a lot about what Hudson is about. I mean, you're up against a double-A team. You give them all you have. You have a 12-point lead in the third quarter when all of a sudden the foul started. And now I'm talking one foul after another. Two big men fouled out. I think Mike Alert had four fouls as well, and that never happens. I mean, Mike's always under control. They went to the foul line 20 times in the fourth quarter to just two for Hudson. Now, that's crazy. How do you feel about all that?
Well, like you said, that game definitely, I think, showed our players and us as coaches kind of, you know, where we stand this, you know, at this point in the season, you know, coming down the home stretch with only seven games left. You know, that was by far our best game yet this season,
for sure.
The way we played. And, you know, to come up with a loss, you know, and play that well is definitely frustrating, and it's hard to swallow. But at the end of the day, it'll also be a great learning experience for all of our guys and understanding that, you know, there's going to be times where there are things that happen during a game that are out of our control, whether it be, you know, the refs make some bad calls or, you know, the ball just doesn't seem to tip your way, whatever the case may be. You know, when your back's up against the wall, you still have to try to, you know, gut it out and find a way to win. You know, and we put ourselves in a position to still have an opportunity to win, you know, with 15 seconds left in the game.
No
so,
doubt.
Going through all that adversity and still, you know, being able to find a way to, you know, almost come away with a win there was huge for our guys just moving forward, understanding that, okay, if this happens again, you know, we have to make sure we're mentally ready, you know, to withstand that. And the next time it happens, you know, we got to make sure we come away with a win because it may be, you know, win or go home at that point in the season.
No doubt.
Coach, speaking about referees, this Friday, I'm still wondering how you got a tech. I don't know what you did wrong. Would you like to share with us what the ref said to you? Was the reason that he gave you a tech?
You know, basically just, you know, apparently I yelled at him a little too loud. but, you know, my thing is this, is that regardless of the score and regardless of the time left on the clock, you know, I think the game should be treated the same way as the beginning of the game when the game's close and, you know, and there's a lot of time left on the clock. So, you know, I'm going to continue to coach and advocate for my players, you know, and I think they're doing, you know, something to deserve either, you know, an offensive foul, you know, where they're playing great defense and the guy commits an offensive foul, or, you know, my guys are playing offense and they're getting fouled. Because at the end of the day, you know, sometimes in games out of hand like that, these are kids who, you know, may not get a lot of minutes. So they deserve, you know, the game refereed fairly in the same way as, you know, our starters do. So that, you know, that's my thought in that, you know, I'm going to, you know, express my concern to you, whether it's the first minute of the game or the last minute of the game, regardless of the score, because that's the only fair thing when we're talking about 15, 16, 17-year-old kids and playing high school basketball.
No, I was with you 100%. I noticed that you used a different lineup on Friday, and I actually was applauding you because you were able to get some players some time out there. Did that happen by accident, or was that originally your plan to get these guys some action in a game in front of a home crowd?
It wasn't a plan, you know, kind of right before the game or leading up to the game where I thought, all right, maybe we can make this happen. You know, we kind of talk about it, you know, myself and Coach Hedgefab, we kind of talk about, you know, trying to find ways to sometimes get guys in the game that don't necessarily get to play that often in different parts of the game, whether it be in the first half or the third quarter or one or two of them when the game might be a little bit closer. And we just had an opportunity that kind of, you know, presented itself to us on Friday where, you know, it happened to be a home game and be able to get some of those guys in. And like you said, it's nice to be able to reward them. You know, they work hard in practice getting the guys, you know, ready who play a lot of minutes. They're getting them ready day in and day out for, you know, for the grind of the game. So it is nice to, you know, be able to reward them a little bit.
Another coaching change that I noticed is that Ellis, who's playing phenomenal basketball, mm-hmm. is you starting him on occasions. Do you have another player? I've seen Jeremy is really starting to step up now. Justin seems like he's coming into himself. Do you have another player that you think is going to come off the bench and give you that same spark, if not more, that Ellis was giving you coming off the bench?
Right, you know, right now, you know, with Ellis coming in, it gives us a nice way to rotate guys in with Justin coming off the bench, with being able to, you know, give the big guy Ham a breather, you know, early on, and be able to replace him with someone, you know, who presents that same physicality that he does, you know, as a rim protector. So that kind of gives us that. And like you said, Jeremy, he's really starting to come into his own at the varsity level here. He knocked down some big shots in LaSalle. And, you know, that's a kid right there that I can see, you know, in a big game being able to give us a nice spark when we might need it, you know, making some shots, playing some tough defense. You know, he may be, you know, be able to be the difference in a game come here down the stretch.
Coach, I know you're going for your 30th straight Patroon Conference win.
Hold on for a second.
This coming weekend.
I got to give you the clap for that, Coach. There 29 in a row, that's amazing. Hold on.
There you go. And well-deserved. Now, so going for 30th consecutive Patroon Conference win, that's over 3 years. You won the last two games of the 14-15 season, all 16 last year, and then, 11 in a row this year. So up to your 29, to get to that 29, is if my math skills serve me correctly. So you're going for number 30. But I know that's not even on your mind. What you're thinking about is the fact you're playing Catskill and you're playing at the college in the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, it's nice to have 29 in a row, but at the end of the day, you know, we're just trying to get that next win.
Right.
You know, for me, whether it's a league game, non-league game, you know, we're just trying to get ready for sectionals, and it just so happens Catskill's, you know, next up on the schedule. You know, it's a great event over at the college. It's nice for the kids to get to play, you know, on a little bit bigger court, you know, a little bigger venue, and we really packed the place, you know, the last 2 years that we played there, you know, with us against Catskill. It's nice for the guys to get that college-type atmosphere, you know, with that many fans and that kind of much excitement around the game. And obviously there's a bigger meaning than just basketball to the event. You know, we've been doing this, I want to say, I think this is maybe like 12 years that we've been doing the Coach versus Cancer event.
Right.
It started up in St. Rose. And, you know, just to, you know, create awareness for cancer. And, you know, we've raised a lot of money over the last few years. The basketball team, we did a T-shirt sale this year to add to the funds that we've raised as a Patroon Conference. So we'll be donating a check to the Cancer Society right before our game, actually on Saturday.
Nice.
And you know, it's touched everybody. No matter who you are, you know somebody in your life that, you know, has battled cancer at some point in their life.
Sure.
So, you know, it's a great event. It lets the kids get a little bit bigger exposure, and at the same time, you know, allow them to realize that, you know, there's bigger things in the world than, you know, just basketball.
No question. And prior to that game, actually, you have a game tomorrow night in Hudson. It was scheduled for Tuesday up at Catholic Central, another big school, a non-league opponent up in Troy, but because of the weather, it was postponed, and now it's going to be made up tomorrow night in Hudson, 5 and 6:30.
Actually, the game has since been canceled.
Oh.
They came back. We scheduled it for Thursday, and then they came back Tuesday afternoon and decided that they didn't necessarily want to come down on Thursday due to Regents exams and wanting to give the kids enough time for their academics. So I don't have a date yet for when we're going to make that up. We're definitely going to make sure we squeeze it in the schedule somewhere.
Okay.
But actually, we're off now until Saturday, so we got practice tomorrow and Friday.
That's okay. Give you a little breather, and then on to the Patroon schedule. That's what's most important, of course. But always nice to get those good non-league opponents in, though. But
exactly.
Looking ahead down the line, I know the following week you got a big weekend. You've got that Friday home game against the second-best team in the league, record-wise, the Greenville Spartans. And then the very next day you have that game, where is it, at Bard College against Red Hook.
Actually, we're playing down at Dutchess Community College.
Oh, Dutchess Community. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yep,
so Dutchess.
Yep.
Okay, and that's in Red Hook.
Yeah, that's against Red Hook, mm-hmm. Right at the college. That's another – Actually, the refs, our board of refs does Section 9 as well. They do a refs versus cancer event, so same idea. All the money that they raised that weekend, you know, goes to the Cancer Society. So we were invited to come down and play this year in their event, so we're playing Red Hook.
Right.
Like you said, we got Greenville next week. So, you know, we definitely got a few games in a row here. We got a nice tough test, which will be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be tested. You know, you don't necessarily learn a lot when you win by 30 and 40 points.
True.
You know, so it'll be good for the guys to play some tough competition over the next, week and a half. And, you know, like I said, we're working on Catskill right now. And then, then it'll be back to work, you know, after that game and worry about, you know, Greenville and Red Hook. But we definitely have, you know, a nice little schedule coming up here.
Coach, before we let you go, I got two more questions. And I think they're funny. So me and Slay were at the game, and I've never seen Hammer move this slow but fast when he tried to dunk. But you took him out. and we're wondering what was the conversation and what did you think when he actually took those three dribbles? And I mean, he's probably done it in practice, you know. But what did you think when he actually tried to get that dunk?
Well, actually, I was okay with it because we try to actually get him to be a little bit more aggressive when it comes to finishing around the rim. So it was nice that he, you know, wanted to put in that effort to try to get up over the rim, you know, and put it down. And you know, he just missed it, but, you know, it was a good last, you know, especially in the type of game we were in at the point when he did it. And then obviously the kid from Rensselaer came back down the other way and tried
yeah.
And the same thing happened to him. But, yeah, I mean, it's nice to see him being aggressive. You know, obviously we had a little bit of a laugh about it. But, you know, we want him to be more aggressive when it comes to trying to score around the basket. You know, at his size, I mean, he should be able to dominate whenever he wants to.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Like you said, though, it was almost like a slow-mo, yet not. And, but, yeah, I mean, it was good. And, you know, it's like you said, it's nice for him to get an opportunity to try it. It would have been nice, obviously, if he could have converted, but...
Oh, if he converted, the game would have been over. Like, the everybody would have left, because we were sitting there. Because you know how when someone's going to dunk, you go like, oh, Mike's going to dunk. Oh, Danny's going to dunk. It's like, is Hammer going to dunk? Like, oh, no. He just tried to dunk. Like, everybody just went crazy on the effort. The effort got the A.
It was a good effort.
Yeah.
Why did you take him out after that momentum? he was about to be my hero. Because if he would have caught that, he would have had to bring the beast out. Like, there's no way you could land from that and not scream or do something cool. Like, there's no way.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that he did it and didn't make it. It just was the time of the game. We were just trying to get other guys in. You know, it wasn't anything against him that he tried and missed. It just happened that, you know, he caught it and he was, you know, it was about his time to come out of the game and, mm-hmm. and get some other guys in. But, yeah, it would have been tough to take him out if he had made it, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for sure.
And the last one, Coach, as a coach, you're always scouting. I mean, that's what coaches do, no matter what. So you're at the John L. I know you see the kids. Like, can you give us a hint on who's going to be good in the next, you know, 10, 15 years? Because you have to see them there.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I give you one name that if I had to put my money on it, that he's going to become, and like you said, in the next 10 years, the next legitimate basketball player in Hudson. I'm giving you Elijah Walker.
Oh, okay.
Second grader, all right, got real good handles. And he's actually playing with the third and fourth graders at the YDBL. So if you get a chance to sneak over there on Saturday, I've actually got to see him play the last couple weeks. I've snuck in for a little bit of the games. And he can play. So he's definitely one to look out for. But like you said, we got some good talent coming up all the way through. Yeah, I make sure we get that basketball unit in there a few times a year and get the kids touching the ball. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know, like you said, it's all about scouting for, you know, the future. And speaking of that, I'm actually going to scout Voorheesville tonight, actually, see what they look like. Casey got to meet up with them come sectional time. So.
Yeah, I seen they're 11-2. They what, they're 11th in the state.
Yeah,
I was watching.
Yeah, they got a pretty good squad. So
they're actually
playing Albany Academy tonight. So I'm going up to Albany Academy to see them play. So they're going to have a tough test in their hands with Academy. But So...
All right, Coach, so listen, Saturday, it's a blackout, right? That's what they're saying, that they want the fans to wear black? Or
yeah,
black and pink?
Black and pink, yeah. The shirts that I made up that the guys will be wearing that, you know, we had some people purchase for our fundraiser were black. writing. So the more black and pink, the better. And obviously, hopefully we come out of there with a win.
Coach, thank you for your time, man. Good luck, and we'll see you on Saturday for sure.
All right, sounds great. Thanks again.
Thanks for calling, Carl.
Be good, Carl.
All right.
All right, later.